Sorry I'm late. I was meeting with the trainers about injuries.
And you'll be happy to share those, right?
He reported to me that everybody's day-to-day, John.
Yesterday, Bill, you said that the trick is to do it again. What is the key to the trick of doing it again with Ryan in the offense?
That's right. I think it comes down to consistency. I think it's really important. It's vitally important to go out there and have a great week of practice. And I think that's what we did last week. You know, when you look at our practice week, there was a lot of energy. Guys were really detailed and focused, and that's what we have to do this week again. And not to say that in the games that we've lost that we haven't been that way in practice, but we've got to go out there and have a good week of practice in all three phases, and I think that'll help our consistency.
Ryan Pickett said, amidst all the fun in the locker room, this team needs string wins together, not this win one, that sort of thing. Your thoughts about coming from your players?
Yeah, well, I think when you got a guy like Pick saying that, who's played a lot of football in this league, he understands that. He's been around a lot of winning teams, and he knows how to win, and that's important. It's important to understand how that game felt, and how did we arrive to the point where we went out there and played a complete game like that? Well, we arrived there because we had good meetings, we had good practices, good walkthroughs. Our leadership guys, they did a great job throughout the week, and again, it's important to do it again this week.
Specifically about Fitzpatrick, what will you be working on with him to make sure that he doesn't slip back, that he continues to improve if that's possible?
Well, I think the big thing is we have to really study Jacksonville. You know, just having watched a lot of Jacksonville this morning already, I don't care what their record is. I really don't. And it's not coach speak. It's the truth. This team is a talented team, well coached. I have a lot of respect for Gus Bradley, the way he coaches, the energy that he brings to their team. They're playing very hard. They were down 21 to the New York Giants and came back and won the game late in the game. They've got a really good rookie quarterback in Blake Bortles. Shoelace is doing a great job as a running back for him. I mean, they've got a lot of talented players. Their front four on defense, front seven on defense is very, very good. So this is a very big challenge for us.
Coach, you talked about complete games a minute ago, and I'm curious. I know you fight for that all year. What's it like to finally get one? Can you kind of talk about that?
Yeah, I think it felt good to see the team go out there and play really complimentary football in all three phases. You know, you can look at our special teams and how, you know, a good punt led to a good defensive stand, which then led to a touchdown on offense. You know, you can really use examples of that to show the team, like, hey, this is what we're talking about. This is how we need to play consistently. You know, we need to do this on a consistent basis. And if we do, then, you know, we'll win games. But if we don't, we're going to be win one, close one. And so win one close and lose one close. You know, and I think our guys understand that. And I believe that our guys will come back to work on Wednesday with a lot of energy and detail and focus. And that's what it's going to have to be to win this game.
Bill, you mentioned Bortles. When you were kind of preparing for him during the draft process, what stood out to you about him? How much did you guys consider taking him at number one? And how have you seen him evolve in the NFL?
When we were studying him in the draft, the one thing that stood out to me was when I met him, that he was an outstanding young man. And, obviously I'm very close with the guys that coached him in college, and they had great things to say about him. He was a stand-up guy. He told us things. Look, I don't know that. I'll study it. I'll learn it. He said, I do know that. I'm confident in that. And, you know, just a real honest kid. And he's a talented player. As far as, you know, draft and all that, you know, Brian, with all due respect, the draft is long over. I mean, we're 12 games into this season. But, you know, we thought that he was a good football player and an even better kid.
You've given him one sack in the last three games. How much of this quarterback's getting rid of it quicker? How much the offensive line?
I think the offensive line has really played well. I give those guys a lot of credit. Especially me, you know, I've been hard on those guys, and they've really done a good job of run blocking better. Pass protection's been better. They take a lot of pride in it. They're a great bunch of guys. They work extremely hard in practice. And part of it is the fact that their quarterbacks are seeing things a little bit better in the games that we've won, getting rid of the ball faster, like you said. But it's also part of it is the offensive line's playing better.
Bill, can you talk a little bit more about right here? You know, yesterday after the game, about JJ and what he's able to do on both sides. In an interview today, this morning, he talked about spending his off season becoming the ultimate team player on both sides. Now that you have a chance the day after to look at what he accomplished yesterday again, do you just scratch your head in amazement at what he's? I mean, or you past that now?
Yeah, I mean, he's. I really don't scratch my head too often. I just know from being around him now for almost a year that, you know, this guy is one of the hardest working guys I've ever been around, one of the most talented. He's a relentless player, and, you know, he's a guy that can do a lot of different things. You know, he can obviously do a lot of things on defense at different positions. He's got great ball skills. And so that's why we move him around and use him a little bit on offense, you know, because it's not a circus show. It's what is best for our team. And we feel one of the things that's best for our team is when we get down in there close, we've got a guy over here that's, you know, got 6'7" frame, physical player, got really good hands. He's instinctive. He's smart. He's had tight end experience in his past and his college career. So, you know, why not use him? When the play calls for that, when the time calls for that, because we have a lot of weapons down there. And, you know, he's come up big for us, and it's been good to see.
You ever want to kind of pull him back a little bit, just make sure he stays where he needs to be on defense? Or
no. Never. I never think about pulling J.J. back.
Bill, you mentioned last week when you said Savage would be your backup.
Yeah.
This week, go back to a competition. How do you view?
Well, I think we have to compete there. You know, I think the competition there and at other positions has really helped our football team. You know, I believe that if you go all the way back to training camp and you look at the competition at kicker, you know, I think that helped Randy Bullock. I think the competition at the corner spot since Kareem's been out opposite J.Joe has helped those guys. Those guys have played better. I think the competition at safety has helped those guys play better. The competition at quarterback for the number two quarterback spot has to continue. And it's also with Fitzy. You know, hey, Fitz, you got to go out there and practice well. He knows that. You know, that's a big part of it too. But at that number two spot, you know, those guys, that's going to help Savage. You know, Thaddeus has played a lot of football in this league, but Savage has not, and that's going to help him knowing that he has to go out there every day and prove himself on the practice field. That's a big part of what we're trying to establish here.
You said last week there's a chance that Kareem's going to play. I know he hadn't practiced yet. Do you still feel good about that?
I do. You know, in all seriousness, I do believe it's day-to-day, but I feel better about his chances of playing this week than I did at this time last week.
You had talked yesterday about DeAndre Hopkins and how much improvement he's shown, and he talked about his maturity and how he understands that part of the game a little bit better. Was that something that you talked to him about when you got here, kind of being a better pro and understanding some things, how hard it is?
Well, we had a lot of discussions. I know that Stan Hickson's had a lot of talks with him, George Gotze, myself. I mean, it just hasn't been me. And I'll tell you what, I give him all the credit. You know, he's sat there. First of all, he's got a Hall of Fame receiver that he can watch practice every day, how Andre Johnson handles himself with the media, in the locker room, in the weight room, all those things. I mean, you have a guy right there. A peer that you can watch and learn from. And then I give Hop a lot of credit because he's gone out there and made himself a better player because of his own work ethic. I mean, he's the last one off the field many times, you know, getting extra balls thrown to him from the quarterbacks or from the jugs machine or whatever it is. He's out there trying to perfect the top of his routes, doing little things every single day, really, that were out there to try to make himself better. And so I give most of the credit for that to DeAndre himself. He's a good player.
Is maturity something? I mean, it's not something that we talk about a lot, but a lot of these guys are really young. Their rookie year is that as big a part of it as anything?
It's huge, Tanya. I mean, I think that when you make the jump from college, I think that's a great question. I think when you make the jump from college to the professional ranks, it's a big jump. And I think Andre Johnson said it best yesterday after the game. I heard what he said about that fact right there. He said, you know, when you come to this league, it's a job, you know, and it's not a 9-to-5 job. It's a job where you have to be here most days at 6:30 in the morning, and you have to stay as long as you need to stay to get it right, whether it's route running as a receiver or coverage skills as a corner or whatever the position entails. You know, it's a 12-hour-a-day job that these guys really have to understand when they come out of college that it's totally different. And I always tell them, it's not your fault, you just don't know yet. And if you watch the veteran players around you that really understand what it means to be a pro, you're going to learn the most from them, and then maybe once in a while listen to your coaches. We have a pretty good idea, too, that you'll learn, and you'll learn fast. And I think our rookie class is really working hard to do that.
You talked about the rookie class, and you said Xavier Suofilo, he got some snaps in the game. How did you feel after looking back at the film of how he played?
I thought he played okay. I did. I think there's some things he can improve upon. I'm sure he'd be the first to tell you that. But I like his toughness. I thought that he played physically the way that we asked him to play. The more that you play at that position, the better you're going to get, just probably like any position for any young player. The more experience you get, the more improvement you'll see. So I think it was important to get him in there a lot. I was glad that we were able to do that. And I think he'll improve with the more he plays.
Bill, how did Clowney handle the couple of days off? And do you think there's a shot that he could play Sunday?
You know, I think, again, I'll tell you, I'm not sure about his playing status for this week. But I do want to say that, you know, this guy has worked extremely hard to recover from injuries. And I want to be real clear about this with him as it relates to us here, to the Houston Texans. You know, we think very highly of him. We know that he's going to be a really good player, and he's been unlucky. I don't really care what anybody thinks about what I say in that realm of being unlucky or lucky. I'm just telling you, he's had sports hernia, he's had a concussion, and now he's dealing with a knee injury, and those things are not easy in your rookie year. And he's in there every day working extremely hard to get better. He's definitely day-to-day, Brian. You know, we'll have to see how he feels. We'll take him out there and run and see if he can cut and do some of the things that really make him the player that he is. And he'll be honest with us. He's a good kid. He's a good teammate. And he's working hard to get back out on the field.
There was a point in the game, or to your right, where you and Dwayne Brown had a similar to back in 2011 with Tom Brady kind of exchange.
What?
Well, they zoomed in on it. You guys were
zoomed
going
in
back
on it?
The cameras. It was up in the press box. We have a TV. But they zoomed in on
it. Was
that
game on TV yesterday?
Yes, it was. Dwayne said after the game it was just like a basic football conversation. Was that all
That's
it was?
Exactly. Yeah, I don't even know what you're talking about, to be honest with you. Just really don't.
Okay.
Stumped.